Chapter 2, The Discovery. Quote, "There are many ways of going forward, but only one way of standing still." End quote. Franklin Roosevelt. It has been said that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. If that is indeed the case, then this journey must start right here. It's up to us to sift through the morsels of history that have been overlooked, ignored, and just plain hidden. The main event that lies at the core of this period in history is the mysterious death of President Roosevelt. The purpose of this chapter is to provide a chronicle of what the history books have said, so that in the next chapter, we can challenge and even poke holes in the widely circulated version. President Franklin Roosevelt died on April 12, 1945. His deteriorating health initially began in 1921 as he was stricken by infantile paralysis, a disease later to be named polio. The disease initially paralyzed him from the neck down, but after months of intense determination and physical training, his upper body strength and mobility was regained. The mysterious disease that overtook FDR's body came suddenly and would never leave, as his legs would remain paralyzed and useless to him for the rest of his life. It was to his benefit that his family was extremely wealthy and, living less than a mile from the Vanderbilt mansion, could marshal many upper echelon contacts to solicit the help of doctors from all around the world. Although there was no helping Roosevelt regain the use of his legs, one of the doctors suggested that he regularly visit Warm Springs, Georgia. There, in the soothing waters, FDR could use his legs to exercise while he was weightless in the pool. He loved Warm Springs, and while he was there, he met many others suffering from the same disease. He particularly took to the children who were also stricken and formed a close bond with their families. For the first time in his life, he knew what it was like to be disadvantaged. It was out of this struggle that he determined that the government should be the cradle-to-grave caretaker of the population. With an ironclad determination, he managed to rebound politically, but without the use of his legs. These useless limbs became atrophied and withered to the diameter of his arms. To deceive the crowds into thinking that he was a physically fit and active man, public appearances and political rallies were attended wearing steel leg braces that were custom-made. These braces enabled him to lock his legs in place, and with the use of a cane in one hand and grasping the arm of a minion...